Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming Governor hails partial court victory on BLM oil and gas leases. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon is calling a recent federal court ruling on oil and gas lease sales a partial victory for the state. The U.S. District Court of Wyoming sided with Wyoming in its lawsuit against the Bureau of Land Management, finding the agency's decision to cancel the third quarter lease sale in 2022 arbitrary and capricious. However, the court did not rule the same for lease sales skipped in 2021. In a press release, Governor Gordon expressed mixed feelings, saying while the 2022 ruling is a win, the failure to address missed sales in 2021 is baffling. He promised Wyoming would explore its legal options moving forward. The governor also praised President-elect Donald Trump's pro-energy stance, expressing optimism about upcoming federal policies. He expects future lease sales to be meaningful and conducted as required by law. Gordon added that Trump's energy-focused executive orders could benefit Wyoming's economy and the nation. Biden honors Liz Cheney, sparking mixed reactions from Wyoming leaders. President Joe Biden has awarded former Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney the Presidential Citizens Medal last Thursday, commending her integrity and intrepidness for prioritizing the American people over party. Cheney was honored for her role as vice chair on the January 6th committee investigating former President Trump's alleged role in the Capitol riot. Cowboy State Daily reported Cheney received a standing ovation during the ceremony, but Wyoming's Republican Senators Cynthia Lummis and John Barrasso criticized the award. Lummis called Cheney's role on the committee a vendetta against Trump. Cheney lost favor with Wyoming voters after speaking out against Trump, losing her 2022 re-election bid by a wide margin. While Biden praised Cheney as an exemplary citizen, Lummis argued Wyoming Republicans had already made their stance clear with her overwhelming defeat. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.